Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, 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 Silly Conversations, again, something different. Well, it's the same thing, it's a conversation, but this time it's just me. Having done some of these recordings now, one of the things that interests me is that people are very surprised by how they actually sound. And I have to admit, I understand them perfectly. I have to sit and listen to myself go on and on and on and edit myself and the sound. And I think, I don't really sound very nice to me in my head. But obviously, this is a thing of perception. Really, when you hear yourself in your head, you sound fantastic. I sound fantastic. And I'm sure everybody who speaks another language, learning another language, and also in their native tongue, thinks they actually sound fantastic. We don't really get an idea of how other people perceive, how other people hear us, until we hear a recording. And that recording is what other people hear. That recording or that sound is what people have heard from us as long as we've been living, since the Greek gods. Not that some of us have been living since the Greek gods. Well, I know one or two people. But anyway, this is another thing. So the question is, I think I'm going to play a soundtrack on a course I used to do for pronunciation training. Now, I have to say, because there are some people who are very, very picky. I mean, like really picky. And picky is tickies mickies. Like picky, 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 picky. So I am not an expert in pronunciation training. I don't profess to be an expert in pronunciation training. Well, expert? No. But if it needs to be, I can actually focus myself to pronounce well. So maybe we'll listen to the soundtrack and then I will continue.
She looks like the kind of old trollop that our Jack would knock around with.
We're standing here down on the borders. We're just outside Melrose, which is a famous town. Over the back of us here, we've got the Eildons, one of the most famous landmarks on the borders. It's three hills.
I'm all right, as it happens. I ain't too terrible. It sounds like I'm a saint. But you get a smell for someone, you think, oh, I don't reckon them, you know?
To outsiders, the Black Country speech is very distinctive. And in its strongest form, even to people from neighbouring Birmingham, can be difficult to understand.
Well, where I live, I had nothing on the water, on the canal.
We used to go to bed with either a candle or a little Kelly lamp. You get up in the morning, you'd have all black round your mouth from the oils.
As this year draws to a close, I would like to reflect more directly and more personally on what lies behind all the celebrations of these past 12 months.
That's a great question, and I'm not sure, but, you know, I think it gets easier as you get older, to be honest. You know, I've been working for a long time and, you know...
On the north side, you'll hear people talking like this. Here the D replaces TH, so you get a lot of this, that, these and those. And if there's a T at the end of a word, bleed and forget it.
These are a range of accents taken from around the country, from the Midlands, from London, from the North, from Scotland, and of course Ireland. Now, do you change your accent or do you soften your accent? That's the question. I'll continue. When people get a copy of the podcast, the show they've been on, they are quite surprised at the way they sound, because probably it's the first time they've gotten any feedback in terms of how they sound. In work, people don't really give us feedback and say, you managed this well, you did this well. And sometimes the only feedback we get is usually negative. And I also think it's very much the same. Everybody has this idea that the perfect English sound is the Queen, who's now dead, or BBC English. Now, if you're from the Hannah Montana generation, is it Hannah Montana? I don't know if that's the Spanish name or the English name. But if you're from the Hannah Montana generation and Big Bang generation, you're always going to say certain words with a slight American sound, American twang. I've got nothing against the American twang. and I've got nothing against the Americans in general. So I have students at a certain age, and they'll be sort of British, 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 American, you know? So they'll say, oh yes, of course, at 6 o'clock, we're going to go to the party. And then we after the party, we're going to go and have some drinks. It's a bit funny, but it's nothing wrong. I understand them perfectly. They're communicating perfectly. The question is, should we change our accents? And the answer to that is no. So the next discussion is, should we soften our accent? Now we're talking. So what do I mean by soften your accent? Or maybe going back a little bit, a few steps back. People, we discriminate. We have perceptions. And somebody who sounds more like us, somebody who sounds more like what we expect, the radio, television announcers, the people who do presentations and these kind of things to big organizations, that's really sometimes the sound we aspire to be. If you're in Britain, sometimes people really like the Scottish accent. It's not too bad. Or a softer Irish accent. But accents from where I'm from, Birmingham, maybe Manchester, Newcastle. Now that's an accent. Newcastle. People don't like these accents. Why? Because they sound hard, gritty, etc. So we associate the sound, the accent a person has, with possibly their cultural level, their educational level, their level of abilities to fit into certain groups. You see all these films or programs like Downton Abbey and The Queen, they all speak in a certain sound and a certain way. If it's a gangster film, you don't really have gangsters saying, "Oh, George, I think we should really kill David because he's gotten off with all the money." No, they're never going to say that. It'll probably be a Cockney, Geordie, a Bronx accent. "Hey, I think we need to kill George, you know. He's taken all the money, you know what I mean?" So, you have these accents. We have our discrimination, our perception. And maybe at times, if you have a very, very strong accent, if it affects your ability, or sorry, if it affects the ability for others to understand you well, and it could be a business presentation, it could be just meeting a girl or a boy in a bar, you never know, then maybe you might need to think about modifying, softening your accent. Because our mouths, depending on the language we speak, has learnt certain movements. The muscles are fixed and are used to moving in a certain way to pronounce certain words. So, for example, and I use this a lot, in Spanish, the double R in my mouth just doesn't exist. So I can say caro, the carro de compra, which is the shopping basket, or I can say caro, which is expensive, and it sounds exactly the same. In the context, people understand me. There is one anecdote, but I'll tell you about that another time. So trying to learn or re-educate your muscles, and the muscles in the mouth, we're talking about the tongue, the lips, the throat, and also the diaphragm, because we need to breathe, and learn how to modify those muscles to make the sounds of the new language, in this case, English. This can actually help with your communication and how you communicate with others in the sense of how they understand what you want to say, what you want to do. It can even open a few doors if you want to be in the right places, you know, like the Windsor Castles, the higher echelons of society, whether it's Spanish or American or British, etc. You sound more like these people and there's more opportunities that they open the doors to you. So the choice of softening your accent really is not for something for somebody like me or any other language trainer to tell you. Really, it's up to you. If you feel that you think, "I want to sound like the BBC, fine. It can be a little bit at odds when you see somebody who looks a certain way and they sound completely different to our perception. But that's a perception. That's what we've been educated with and we've seen and we've taken on board. So the choice is always going to be yours. If you choose to soften your accent, what do you need to do? Well, as part of your training, classes, learning, development with anybody, doesn't have to be with me, but with anybody, and also at home. Those people who have very, very good hearing, very good listening skills, can pick up the nuances. Hey, I bet you didn't realize I knew a word like nuances. Can pick up the nuances in the sound that they actually hear when people are speaking. And then they model that sound. So they'll walk around the house and they'll try and copy and model that sound. That's one way. The other way is living in the actual environment. Over the years, I've met students who have lived in Ireland for many years, lived in Manchester, the north of England. And when they speak to you, they have this sound that they've picked up. Why? Because the people around them, it could be their teachers, it could be the people they lived in, could be their partners, the people they work with, have produced this sound. And over time, they have little by little, not step by step, little by little copied the sound. And also to get that sound, modified how their tongue works, how their mouth moves, how their lips work, and also the breathing process to produce this sound. I sound so technical, don't I? But anyway, back to the point. Another thing is the contact. I know my students say certain words exactly the same way as I do. Why? Because I'm their model. Not as in Naomi Campbell or what's that one? Claudia Schiffer. You can tell by my age range. I'm talking about Naomi Campbell, Claudia Schiffer, and I really don't know any more models. But anyway, I'm not that kind of model. Their model in terms of language learning. They will hear me say things. I will ask them to repeat things. And obviously, I'm using my tone of voice. I'm using my way of pronouncing. And they are actually copying that. Now, if they had a teacher from Scotland or they had a teacher from the States, they will also model that person because that is their role model for producing sound. So softening your accent, yes, if you think it's necessary, if you would like to improve it just a little bit. Changing your accent, in my opinion, and it's my podcast, so my opinion is valid, don't. If you can't, and if people don't understand you in your own language, then I really think maybe if you learn in English, you should modify a little bit. But generally, I think you shouldn't change your accent or aim to change your accent, but modify. It's not going to feel comfortable. It's going to feel a bit strange because you're used to the way you think you sound. And you have to artificially, a little bit like what I'm doing at the moment. I'm actually probably enunciating a little bit more because I want to get this point across. You may need to make a concerted effort to practice these sounds. I think what we can do is certain phrases, certain expressions, especially when you're business people, you have presentations, meetings, etc., to practice those phrases, expressions at home. You could be making a nice little pasta sauce. I don't know why I say pasta sauce, but anyway, you could be making a nice little pasta sauce or a rotolorno. This is very nice. But anyway, you're in your kitchen. You're making something, and then you could be actually just practicing phrases, not individual words, phrases, expressions out loud. So you hear yourself saying the words. Now, if there are words which are difficult words to pronounce, I have those. Sometimes we can practice if it's really necessary and, of course, look for alternatives. So at least on that day of a presentation, in that meeting or in that conversation, you're not struggling to get across this one word which is going to highlight or put the spotlight on you for the rest of that session. Use an alternative. Use synonyms. use a way of describing it if it's very important. But if it's so important, then at home, chocolate, glass of wine, beer, while you're cooking, and practice pronouncing that word. I would recommend don't pronounce the word with chocolate in your mouth or while trying to drink wine, because you'll mess up your shirt. But anyway, you get the idea. You get the idea. We're going to leave it there. Hopefully it was a little bit of help for those people who hear themselves, for those people who hear people on the podcast and maybe thinking, you know, these people don't pronounce very well, because that is not the way to think about it. The way is to get your own personality, to get your own sound, and make sure those two things help you become a better user of the language and a better communicator in the language. And when you've done all that, you too will get a spot on Silly Conversations. My name was Denzel. Well, not my name was Denzel, because I'm still alive. I'm not dead. My name is Denzel, and I will see you on the next one. As an independent podcast, we need to pay the bills. For your listening pleasure.
When the day winds down and the world goes quiet, it's time for something a little more comforting. Imagine a drink that not only soothes your senses, but sharpens your mind. Introducing English in a Bottle. The nighttime drink that helps you relax while you learn. Each sip of English in a Bottle is infused with rich vocabulary, smooth grammar, and the subtle undertones of British idioms. It's like drinking wisdom, word by word. As you unwind, you'll find yourself naturally absorbing the language, without even thinking about it. It's more than just a drink. It's a gentle invitation to fluency. With every drop, English in a Bottle relaxes your body while nourishing your mind, preparing you for sweet dreams filled with new words and phrases. Perfect for late evenings, it helps you drift into a peaceful sleep. And when you wake up, a little more fluent, a little more confident. English in a Bottle. Unwind, relax, and learn a little too. Disclaimer. English in a Bottle does not guarantee fluency overnight. Please enjoy responsibly.